This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed and delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, I think it's the time to celebrate the fact that the president clearly has succeeded in bringing Washington together.
Is that why they're doing all the legislative tricks? I hear them about, you know, passing things over under the table by decree and all that. I have no idea. And I worked up there for like 8 years.
I was going to say, do you remember? I know you were more on the Senate side. I don't know what the rules are exactly over there. But have you ever had a bill just deemed to have passed? Say that this passed?
Yeah, the deemed thing is very new to me. I mean, you can deem something. Does that actually make it a law? I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. So I think I need actually more prescription drug coverage in order to get myself through the coverage of the health care bill.
I think that's a pretty wise strategy that we have on that. And the Capitol Steps, of course, have been looking at the proper prescription drugs to help them deal with this. And apparently there's no shortage.
That's right. And if you watch the TV ads, you'll know all about these. But, you know, just walk into your doctor and ask for all of them.
Exactly. It's one thing to see them one at a time on TV. To hear them all together in this song is fantastic.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Okay.
Round like a circle that is forming, made of television ads. More and more I see the warnings of conditions I might have. I have countless new disorders that have finally been revealed. I have dry eye, spastic bladder, and that one with Sally Field. I take drugs for every syndrome. I'm like a powder keg. When I kick my spouse at bedtime, now I claim it's restless leg. If your health is in decline, just take 10 pills and you're fine. Like the lithium I'm taking with a dose of estrogen, mixed with Demerol and Prozac, now I've got hair on my chin. Son's on Ritalin and Bextra. We thought he had ADD, but it turns out that the whole time he is just an SOB. I need Ambien Lunestra to help me sleep all right, 'cause Levitra and Cialis keep my husband up all night. If your life's as bad as mine, at least 10 pills come to mind. Lasix, Cruix, Metamucil, Celebrex, and Naperson. Then I take a few Vitorin that I wash down with my gin. Now my ears are always ringing, I think Lipitor's to blame. There's no reason that I take it, I just really like the name. If the side effect is bloating, there's a pill for that, although on the box there is a warning, I might grow an extra toe. And that giant nose for Claritin reminds me of my ex. And those ads that push Viagra make me want to give up sex. So I quit those pills cold turkey, I just had to make a break. And now natural and organic are the only things I'll take. And though lately I have found, though depressed and feeling down, thanks to Botox, I can't frown. Oh,
Elena, you know, some of those painkillers might be helpful to all those members of Congress who are getting their arms twisted right now.
That's true. That's true. They need maybe something to put them all to sleep until this is all over.
Yeah, well, they're doing a pretty good job of putting the rest of us to sleep on some of these debates, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and of course, Nancy Pelosi, I think we talked about this. She doesn't want to tax on Botox, but she's trying to tax the tanning beds that John Boehner uses.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's when you know that the politics are getting very personal. It doesn't get more bitter than that.
That's right.
What else are you guys looking at these days?
What's that?
What else are you guys looking at these days?
We actually have a new album coming out in about 2 weeks called Liberal Shop of Horrors.
Okay.
And it should be up on our website pretty soon, and it's got all the songs of the past year.
Fantastic. Yeah. We look forward to that. We'll be hearing some of the best and some of the new ones that the Capitol Steps are cranking out during this very busy time, and no shortage of scandals, of course. So the Capitol Steps will be all over that. Elena, always great to have you with us.
All right. Thanks again.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online, and you can probably even pre-order their new CD at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.